Hi, my name is Isaiah Hardy and welcome to the Vessel Podcast, where we look to inspire, create, and motivate you to have a blessed day. As a dreamer, it is hard to keep going when you see something in your mind that you know you can have, but then you look at your reality and you have no idea how you can grasp the desire of your heart. A lot of us as human beings have goals, dreams, and desires that we want to come to pass, and we know it can come to pass. But when we look at our reality, we have no idea of how it's going to happen. And we strive and we push forward and we continue to go for the thing that we want. But then sometimes we lose hope, and more importantly, lose the faith in said goal because of such small beginnings. My encouragement to you today is to not lose faith in the small beginnings. Be faithful in the little that you've been given. Many times as a dreamer or as a person or as someone who is going to grow beyond their reality and actually step into what God has called them to manifest, we have to have humble beginnings. Because many of us, knowing that we can get a little bit of money, a little bit of wealth, a little bit of power, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, it will make us have a big head. It will make us be egotistical, self-centered. It will make us become something that we are not. It will make us ugly rather than beautiful. And the dream will no longer be a dream. It will be a nightmare because of how we act when we finally grasp it. And a lot of times, the small beginnings is the thing that keeps us in check. But many times, the small beginnings is also the thing that can also seem draining, frustrating. I've had many times in my life where I wanted to be something and I wanted to have it so bad, but it wasn't from a good place. And then the small beginnings sucked it out of my life. I remember when I was in high school and I really wanted to be on the basketball team, right? Now, here's the thing. I wanted to be on the basketball team for all the wrong reasons. I didn't give a crap about basketball. I didn't give a crap about how the team was supposed to be, you know, the camaraderie. I wanted to be on the basketball team for a Heisman jacket. I said it. I wanted to be on the basketball team for a Heisman jacket and for the ladies. Because in my mind in high school, I was thinking if I get the jacket, I can get the ladies. And if I get the ladies, the jacket's going to be great and this, that, and this. You know what I'm saying? But many of us are not like that. Many of us actually have a dream for the right reasons. We dream of having a family. We dream of having friends. We dream of having our own business. We dream of having a career, a legendary lifestyle. And that's amazing. And that's great. But many of us have dreams of being like Jeff Bezos and we're working at Chipotle. Many of us have dreams of having, you know, our own companies and we're working at Home Depot. You know what I mean? We have these such small beginnings and we don't understand why we're at this point. And better yet, we don't understand how we're going to get from this point to the other point, from point A to point B, from working at Sonic's or Rally's or McDonald's to actually being a singer on Broadway or being an actor or being an NBA player, whatever your goal is. And we get discouraged because of the little that we've been given. But my encouragement is to be faithful with the little that you have, because God blesses the small things. He said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can look at this mountain and say, move, and it shall be moved. Now, the faith of a mustard seed, if you actually look at a mustard seed, it is super tiny. It's super small. And when you look at it, you almost have to squint. You can barely see it. It's something that if it was on your shirt, you would brush it off because it's like lint. So when you have that little bit of faith, God said you can move mountains. When you start off with something very, very small, like a Chipotle or a Target, or a Sears, or, you know, whatever your small beginning is, even though you have a big lofty dream and you can't see how it's going to come to pass, God is going to bless you in the small places. I remember I was reading the Word, and there was this story. There was this story in the Bible where God sent this preacher over to this woman's house. Now, this woman lived in poverty, and her whole town was pretty much jacked up. It was like the Detroit of the Bible, right? So she lived in Detroit. She was a single mom, single woman, few kids in the house, but she barely had any food. Prophet went up to her and he was like, hey, so God sent me over here and he said, I can come to you and get me something to eat. Now, hold on, player. This woman ain't got no money, no food, no nothing, no that. And you going up to her asking for something to eat. Like, dude, she has barely anything. And she literally says, yo, I only have this food, all right? I cannot be sparing this for you, all right? In fact, my plan was I was going to make this little cake, feed my kids, and die. That's it. Lady, please, can I just have a little bit of cake? Could you just make that cake for me? And she was at this point where she was like, you know what? Listen, it don't matter. I might as well feed you, and then we die out back. She gave the little bit that she had to this man. After she made the cake and whatever, the prophet ended up walking away. After that, she noticed that there was still food left within her little cupboard or a little area. God not only blessed her and her family because of her faithfulness, but he blessed the whole town. My point of the story is, even in her little bit, she gave it over to God and said, I trust you with the small focal point, the humble area of where I am in my life, and I give it to you. See, God is the one who ultimately gives us these dreams and these desires to want to be what we want to be. I have desires. You have desires. We all have desires, good and bad. But the thing that we wake up for, the ones that are good, the ones that are holy and honest and pure, the ones that we say, this is what makes me alive, those dreams, that's what comes from God. So if it came from God and you're not where you want to be yet, realize it's not because you don't deserve to be where you want to be. It's not because you ain't talented enough. It's because God is growing you in the small places. Be faithful where you're at now, because the small, humble beginnings is just that, the beginning. You have a whole major life ahead of you, but it is ahead of you. It is not on this step. You know, I worked at this one job where it was really, really good. It had good pay. I had decent coworkers. You know, everything was really good. And I had gotten to the point where I didn't think my dream was going to happen. I didn't think what I wanted to happen was going to happen. And I was just going to settle with my small step, with this little job, with this little area. And I was going to settle for that. And I said in my heart, Lord, listen, if this is where you want me to be, I'll be here for a few years, you know, thinking I'm doing the good Christian thing by giving it up in that fashion. And God jacked that job up so quick, fast, and in a hurry, and I had to leave. But the reason why he did that is because he doesn't want you to give up on your dream on the small step. So while I'm telling you to be faithful in the small step, I'm also saying don't allow this one little step in your ultimate goal drag you down. You can't make roots on a step. You know how when you want to go to bed and you're in your house and you have an upper room and you have to go up your stairs to go get it? Nobody wants to sleep on a stair. Nobody wants to sleep on a step because you can't. It's uncomfortable. It hurts. And you're not sleeping on the step. Rather, you're growing in this small area. You're growing on this little moment of your life with this little small Chipotle job, little bitty production job, whatever you do in your life that is the step for your dream. God is growing you in that. Don't be hateful. Don't be spiteful. Be thankful and be faithful in the little that you've been given. Because this little area of your life is to grow you and prepare you for the ultimate dream that God has put in you. Don't give up. Don't tap out. Keep going. Because if you're faithful in this small area, you're faithful with the little that God has given. Imagine what God is going to do when you are in the biggest area of your life, when you finally hit that goal, that mark, that desire, and he opens that door up for you. Because when you finally get there, you know what you'll have? You'll have strength. You'll have perseverance. You'll have faith. You'll have dignity. You'll have honor. You won't be egotistical. You won't be selfish. Because you'll remember the humble times of when you didn't have your dream in your hand. When you didn't have that baby, when you didn't have that family, when you didn't have that music career, when you didn't have that football career, when you didn't have, you'll remember the humble beginnings of when you were mopping up at McDonald's and now you're walking in your multi-million dollar company. Because these stories do happen and they will happen, but only if you remain faithful in the small, humble beginnings and trust that this small point A will eventually lead to your large point B. This has been the Vessel Pocket, and I pray that you remain faithful in the little that you've been given and trust God to get you to where you need to go. This is only a small step, people. Keep walking. All right. Peace.